When smarting under failure and sorely stricken with fever, Vernon's fleet returned to Jamaica. Smollett soon retired from the service. In the island he met Nancy Lascelles, the daughter of an English planter, whom he appears to have married shortly after his return to England. In 1744 we find him in residence at a house in Downing Street, seeking practice as a surgeon. But his interest now clearly lay in literature. In 1745 he produced a poem entitled The Tears of Scotland, and 46-7 he published two short satires of no great distinction. The year 1748 marks the turning point of his literary career, for it saw the production of his first and best-known novel, Roderick Random. Its immediate success made Smollett a man of mark in literary London. Yet he still seemed determined to have two strings to his bow, for in 1750 he obtained the degree of M.D. at Aberdeen. In that same year, however, he went to Paris in search of material for his new novel, Peregrine Pickle, which appeared in 1751. True to his resentful nature, he took occasion in both his first novels to vent his spite upon Littleton, Garrick, Rich, and Cibber.